Good morning again, everyone.
Good morning. Mm-hmm.
I hope everyone had a great week. For me, it was another disturbing week for me. You know, pastors get spiritually drained at times, as you know, and it is necessary for us to go to a place where I can be with the Lord only, and you know, if you want to call it one-on-one encounter. So I was hoping that I would do that, but I was staying home doing my sermon. Not any uplifting news from my beloved family members and all those negative news around the world and local included. And pastors need a lot of intercessory prayer. Who has been praying for me recently? Thank you. Pastors, all the pastors need a lot of intercessory prayers. Have you ever longed for intimacy with the Lord? Have you ever longed for? God asks us to come and seek him as we are weary and tired. Hebrews 6, 19-20 says, "We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain where Jesus, who went before us, has entered on our behalf." Remember this one? "He has become a high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek." Yes, Jesus made it possible for us to go to God directly, plead and have our prayer and petitions in the front of his throne. And the Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. Amen? When you sometimes go through these periods, so I'm telling you, not only that you say, "I'm saved and well, but sometimes you're physically tired and drained, you need to go seek him. Today's New Testament text that Paul wrote to Galatians 3:29 says, "If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, an heir according to the promise. We are all children of God, heavenly citizen of kingdom of God." And Jesus says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and the righteousness." The age as the law, as a tutor is gone, an age of faith has come. In one of the Gospels, if you do not become like a child, you wouldn't be able to go into the kingdom of God. What it means, as the most of the Gospel stories, is that, as I said to the children's sermon, it's sometimes you don't understand Jesus' stories and analogies. Sometimes doesn't make sense. It's like an upside down ways. Do not allow you consider good to be spoken to as evil. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating or drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Because anyone who serves Christ in this way is pleasing to God and approved by men. It's according to Romans 14. And someone described it this way. As an infant tried to quench his or her thirst or fill up the stomach when they're hungry from their mother's breast. And the little one has to be patient until milk gets ready within mother's breast. Otherwise, it will be in vain sucking. So as it starts running, it becomes so natural that an infant can go to sleep while he or she drinks. Prayers are somewhat like this. You ought to go to the Father naturally, asking for your petition and desire and hope, supplication for the best of us, anytime, anywhere. You have to, your prayer has to be so natural. By the way, today's Father's Day, let us all give thanks to the fathers who are diligent enough to take care of his family, and they can easily become tired and stressful from this competitive world in order for them to survive, right? So let's give them an applaud. Fathers, you would do anything for your children, right? Our Father, Abba Father in heaven, is far more generous and compassionate than we are. And we are all sons and daughters of God through faith in Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 10:12 says, God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. Our Lord is comforting God, protecting God, and providing God. Amen? Amen. So there is another proof, as you can see from today's Old Testament text. You have noticed that I'm not repeating all those texts. I want you to listen attentively when our assistant worship leader reads it. So Old Testament, the 1 Kings, where Elijah was chased by the wicked king Ahab and his wife Jezebel. He was so tired of running and even asked to take his life away. And what happened? God provided him with food and with a mission as well. Sometimes God appears when you seem to hit the bottom and when you seem to need him desperately, because you get to pray desperately. Are you tired or weary?
Not today.
Not today? Good. Ask, you will be given, and seek, you will find, and knock, and it will be open to you. Amen? So whenever you feel. And as Psalmist today sings in verse 11, why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Oh, send out your light and your truth, and let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling. That's what we read in the Psalms. We ought to pray, seeking God's help. John Guillon, I believe it's a right pronunciation, 17th century French nun, in her book Prayer Experiencing God, shares many ways, a means of grace, to be matured spiritually. She says the pastors are supposed to teach congregants to pray in ways in which that God be present. God be present all the time, so that they might be able to feel the joy of uniting with the Lord as they serve. It sounds familiar, isn't it? I've been saying this, if you have been attentively listening. Remember? You're here. So John, Gospel of John 15:11 says, remain in my love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Speaking of joy, I thought of one of the books that I have received as a present from a close friend and a colleague. It is called You Gotta Keep Dancing by Tim Hensel, who was a mountain climber and had an accident and suffering from a chronic pain ever since. And it is amazing to be reminded from those people who do not take life's blessing for granted. We all need to give thanks to the Lord under any circumstances. Providing another day, waking up, feeling good. The first sentence he has written was that it is very rare to wake up in the morning without pain, feeling good. However, he appreciates that he's alive and do so much of God's work by inspiring, encouraging people. I also agree with him. Unlike happiness, joy is not circumstantial. It's a choice, God-given choice. So today's Gospel of Luke is another miracle Jesus had performed in the Bible. Satan and demon or devils are all used interchangeably with idol throughout the Bible. And here in this Lucan text, Jesus decided to remove that spirit, evil spirit, to put them in those pigs. I wondered why. And the crowd is said in legion. Legion is more than 6,000. And then they asked Jesus to leave the place after the happening. Why do you think they did it? They were afraid of his power. This story reminded me of a lady who had shouted at me on Tuesday morning when we had this. She was the one that who comes as a regular for Wesley dinner. And as she was going out the door, and she shouted at me saying, mentioning somebody's name and my family name, I was surprised. And at first, it didn't seem to make sense. And our church secretary said not to be bothered because she's crazy. But I don't think so. I remember praying for those people who are confined in psychiatric ward. Not because I've seen in the movies, but some of the cases are reality. There's only a paper-thin difference between insane and sane. Amen. Even the majority say that someone is insane, it is better to listen carefully what they had to say and what prayer for them. There must be a reason or cause to trigger them to develop to that condition. I have seen that sometimes even their families or relatives put them in an institution or desert them to a place so that they don't have to deal with them. It is pity that people do not have love and patience even to their own kins. Everyone deserves God's love and healing. Amen? Everyone deserves God's love and healing. As Paul says to Galatians, you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Amen? All one in Christ. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed, an heir according to the promise. God is calling you today. God is calling you. Come, all you who are thirsty, and come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me, and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the riches of fare. Give ear and come to me, hear me, that your soul may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you. My faithful love promised to David, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. It's coming from Isaiah. The Lord is inviting you to seek him honestly today. I would like to close with a poem written by an anonymous poet. Giver of life, creator of all that is lovely, teach me to sing the words to your song. I want to feel the music of living and not fear the sad songs, but from them make new songs composed of both laughter and tears. Teach me to dance to the sounds of your word and your people. I want to move in rhythm with your plan. Help me to try to follow your leading, to risk even falling, to rise and keep trying because you are leading the dance. Let us pray. Oh God, we give thanks to you today that you are calling us to be the disciples of yours, to have real joy in us as we serve you. Not because anybody tells you that you are great, but because you know our heart, inner selves. And let us all seek you as you promised that you are going to lead us the dance that you have prepared already in front of us. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.